Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday on Q92. We're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Crystal Dreets. Crystal is a mental health nurse practitioner. Is that correct, Crystal?
Yes, you bet.
We just talked to you a couple months ago, and you're fairly new at CCM Health, didn't we?
Yep, that's correct. I've been here since April.
Okay, and how's the job going?
Oh, everything's going really good. Yeah, good. I really enjoy it.
Good. Well, what's our subject this morning? What are we going to talk about, Crystal?
Yeah, so we're talking about mental health and back to school. So
that time of year again, isn't it?
Yeah, summer went fast.
Well, my wife retired from teaching this past year, so this is new for her to be sitting at home. So, after 30,
we might get her to substitute maybe here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they've already been after her.
I'm sure. Yep.
After 34 years, she needs a break. So,
right.
So, all right. Yeah, let's talk about the kids and health and going back to school.
Sure. Yeah. So, in the last 3 years. With the pandemic and whatnot, mental health has really risen in children school age. Statistics show that 24% of children ages 5 to 11 are now having mental health illnesses, and 31% of kids 12 through 17. So it's definitely out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Be worried about mental health there, yeah. So the statistics that you just shared, is that alarming to mental health providers?
Yeah, it's definitely increased. And, part of it could be that people are just feeling more comfortable talking about their mental health. But some of it, is still related to the pandemic. It has those trickle-down effects of just continuing,
mm-hmm.
schools were out for so long and whatnot. But, anxiety is definitely probably the highest, most common disorder, I guess, for kids that age. So, mm-hmm.
I think anxiety is kind of top of the list whenever you start something new, like a new school year or something like
right.
that. Even with teachers.
And some anxiety is good to have. It kind of boosts performance, but it's to the point where, anxiety where we can't function in school or don't want to go to school, that's when we start having issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Crystal, what are some healthy habits that we can talk about? Yeah.
So my biggest thing and the thing that I usually use the most for my own kids is sleep. In the summer, everyone's sleep routine gets off, and getting adequate sleep just completely negative or inadequate sleep completely negatively affects the mood. So making those kids kind of go to sleep at the same time every night and wake up at the same time every day, definitely going to see fewer depressed symptoms. So.
How many hours of sleep do they recommend for children?
So each age group is different, but, I would say at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep, and then the younger the kiddos are, the more sleep they need. And
mm-hmm.
some of the teenagers might argue that they need more than 8 hours of sleep, too, but I would say at least 8 hours. So, yeah. And then, along with that, really monitoring phone usage. A lot of kids go to sleep with their phone, and it's like, are they truly sleeping or not? So
right,
that's
yep.
huge.
That includes me. I shouldn't take my phone to bed.
All of us. I think we all have that issue.
Yeah.
But
so outside of sleep, what other healthy habits should we talk about?
Yeah. So getting back into a routine is huge for families. Just especially this time of the year, we're a couple weeks from school starting. Some are starting even next week. So. Just getting back into a routine so kids kind of know what to expect every day. In that aspect, they gain kind of more control, and then they become less stressed once school starts. So things like having planners and having calendars. My little one thrives by a calendar, showing her what day is what and stuff, really kind of decreases her anxiety about things. So that's all about routine.
Yeah, some people put, I've seen some families put big calendars like on the refrigerator mm-hmm. or on the wall in the kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, it's nice for the kids to kind of get involved with it because it does lessen their anxiety. So,
right. How about exercise?
Yeah, exercise is huge. They say that children that engage in exercise have better concentration in the classroom. So making sure that they're getting exercise even a little bit after school. They do get, you know, long hours in school sitting. So some of that exercise after school really helps reduce the anxiety and all that stress from school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And how about eating breakfast or healthy foods, I guess, would be the next
one. Yeah, that would be kind of my last one. Yeah, I mean, nutrition is huge. Just having a well-balanced diet and staying hydrated is huge. I don't know if all schools do this, but some of the schools allow, like, water bottles in school now because otherwise kids just don't drink all day long. So hydration is just huge for the mood. Just getting that colorful fruits and veggies is another thing, and just having the seeds and the nuts and whatnot, the whole grains. And caffeine is one that I know kids are probably getting more nowadays than they used to, but just not having as much caffeine or no caffeine at all is really recommended for that age group.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's recap those healthy habits, Crystal.
Yeah. So sleep, getting that same amount of sleep every night, at least 8 to 10 hours, if not more. Really having that routine, you know, calendars, planners, et cetera, and having the kids involved with that. Exercise, getting exercise, you know, even after school, even though they're tired, it can boost their mood. And then nutrition and staying hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I got a question about breakfast. People are so different with their breakfast. Some people have a full breakfast meal deal thing, and some people don't even eat breakfast. So what would you recommend?
Yeah, you know, everybody is different, but I do recommend, you know, with all my patients, recommend getting breakfast because, you know, that's going to boost kids' concentration until lunchtime, you know, when they're just thinking about food because they haven't eaten all day. You know, that really kind of makes the learning lessened, I guess. But having that breakfast really, really will boost the mood. So.
Okay. What advice would you have for parents about their children during the school year?
Yeah, you know, just really staying involved with your kids, kind of monitoring, you know, if they're all of a sudden not playing with other friends or wanting to isolate in their room quite a bit or just, you know, acting different or communicating different to you, you know, just even talking to teachers or having them talk to a school counselor is huge, just to kind of stay on top of their mental health so that you're not, you know, in halfway through the year, then all of a sudden there's a really big issue and you just haven't addressed it. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Anything else you'd like to mention, Crystal, or we cover all the bases there?
Yeah, I think we kind of covered all the bases. I guess if I could reiterate one thing that I didn't would be the cell phone usage and really trying to get the kids off the cell phones at least an hour or two before bedtime and not letting them sleep with the cell phones, maybe having, you know, a place in the house that everyone can put their cell phone at a certain time every night, you know, so they kind of, again, get into that routine of doing it.
Right. I have a lot of things going on social media lately about some school districts are not allowing cell phones in schools this year.
Right.
So I don't know what people think about that, but that's something different happening, I guess. So.
Right. Yeah. There's always pros and cons to that as well. But I guess myself, I see more pros related to mental health, not having the phones in school.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, Crystal, if anyone has any questions or concerns, how can they get a hold of you or CCM Health?
Yeah, so if anyone wants more information on any of these topics or would like to see somebody at CCM Health, the number is 320-269-8877.
All right. Thank you for all that information. And it's hard to believe it's summer's over and people are getting back to school already, Crystal.
Right. A little bit sad, but we keep on trucking on. So,
yeah. How many children do you have in school?
So I have 2 younger ones in school, and then I have 3 older ones in college.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's busy.
That's a busy household.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Crystal. Appreciate you being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
That's Crystal Dreetz. Crystal is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.